Thank you, Mr. Turk, and I must say it's always a challenge to speak, but I will speak up and speak quickly before lunch.
Don't feel constrained too much.
I'm very pleased to be participating in this panel and also to give and share the perspective of the European Union and its member states. And competition over the use and the control of water can contribute to conflict. This is the subject of this panel. And with the majority of global freshwater resources crossing borders, their sustainable and effective management obviously is an international issue. Now, as we have already heard and seen, the recent extreme weather events, the rising temperatures, floods, droughts, and the pollution of water due to climate change and environmental degradation have put much more pressure on water resources and exacerbated, you know, the challenges. Now, insufficient water cooperation entails costs and, of course, major risk, and is actually a potential source of national, transnational, and regional instability. On the other hand, successfully establishing a joint management of water resources can transform a tension before it becomes a conflict, and it can really lead to regional positive cooperation. It actually can be really a source of partnership, institution building, and systemic, and most important, long-lasting change. Now, in the EU, we have a long history, not just of hydrological innovation, but actually also of political and legal expertise in positive management of transboundary water cooperation. Not everybody knows, but Europe is an area of shared waters. 6% of the EU's member states' territory lies in transboundary river basins. So whether it is the Rhine or the Danube or the Iberian rivers, this cooperation rests really on the principle of management of shared resources that can then galvanize peace or stability and productive interdependence. That's actually what we look at. Now, our experience has shown that water can be then this really cataclysm of positive integration. That's why we are very much interested in strongly supporting transboundary water cooperation. Now, first of all, by supporting the global expansion of the Water Convention, and we are very much welcome today the new members, but also promoting in an operational way transboundary cooperation on the ground. That can be in Central Asia, in the Nile Basin, the Jordan River, Niger River, all areas where particularly suffering tensions also linked to water resources. We also had that in the Mediterranean area, where the work on the water agenda under the Union of the Mediterranean is bringing together 47 countries across the sea basin and around a regional water policy framework to improve stability, but also sustainable livelihoods in the entire region. And this is what we try to also then share as best practice bilaterally and the know-how that we have gathered in our regional cooperation, but also bring the relevant business sectors together. I think that's an equally important one. Diplomatic engagement requires also tools, hands-on tools, for peace, for security, for stability. That means guidance tools, allocation, but also assessments like on the nexus of water and tensions. Let me turn to the second question. And for that is basically the question was, for those who have forgotten, it's about how do we want to further advance transboundary water cooperation and promote that. Now, in the EU, we have since 2008 a firm position, adopted actually what we call Council conclusions on EU water diplomacy. And this position makes a clear link between water, security, and peace, and recognizes the potential of water as an instrument for peace. And I'm very pleased to say that under the leadership of the Slovenian presidency, we are now updating this toolbox of this Council conclusions, and we will be, because I know that was mentioned this morning, also try to better consider the importance of water diplomacy in the programming of financial and technical cooperation with partner countries. I think something to be looked forward to. EU water diplomacy aims to facilitate the prevention, but also the containment and the resolution of conflicts, and thereby contributing to equitable, sustainable, integrated management, basically from source to sea, and promoting resilience. It's all about resilience building as well. I think, therefore, we must look at robust legal institutional frameworks. It's a key for transboundary water cooperation. And as I said, we very much support international conventions, like the one that brings us here together, but also other ones. And these conventions actually ensure the sustainable use of transboundary water resources, because often it is linked to shallow institutional support or weak governance. So that's why we really want to support also the UNESCO Water Convention as a vehicle to promote peace and actually also economic cooperation. So transboundary, I'm always finished. Transboundary water cooperation and management is critical to advance governance. I said, of course, governance, institution building, and management of water resources for sustainable and equitable development and support to delivery of the water-related agenda 2030, on which we are all looking forward to. And these are the important steps we want to look at and in the run-up to the UN Water Conference in 2023, that's the next milestone for us. Thank you very much for your attention.